Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right, we're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Ryan Whitney Hickey and Carver High. Now, how many? I've gotten thousands of death threats now in the last 15 minutes. Is that what it boils down to?
Several thousand.
Several thousand death threats. In the last 15 minutes, based on saying that I don't want to see Spike Lee at every Knick game on TV when I'm watching the Knicks win or lose, right? I just want to watch basketball. I don't need all the celebrity sightings and all that stuff. That's for LA. I know, but they do that here in New York, don't they? They've now turned New York into who's at the game, right? Isn't it who's at the Garden? Is that not right, Carver High?
Yes, correct. They do a couple times a game. They'll pan the crowd. And then they always, at halftime of home games, will usually do a special interview with one of the celebrities in the crowd.
Is that right? Well, I've seen him interviewed 1,000 times over the last 20 years. So that's fine. We tried to get him to do the show at Howard Stern one day, and he ignored us and blew us off. He said, I know who you are. Leave me alone. I was like, okay. Nice to meet you, too. So, Mafia would say that's why I harbor ill will. That's not true. Now, I don't really harbor ill will if you are clear on what I said tonight. Did I not say I don't want to watch celebrities at my Knick games? I want to watch the Knicks win, okay? Is that so bad? Is it really so bad that I'm a basketball freak? I'm a basketball junkie. Would you describe me as that, Carver High?
Absolutely.
Ryan, you've known me for a couple years now. Would you think that I'm a little bit obsessed with basketball?
Huge hoops guy.
So why would I? Like, I want to watch basketball games. I want to watch games. Like, I'm watching the Nets replay right now with the Wizards. A replay of a game I already know who won. I'm watching that. That's how demented I am. I'll watch old games. I just like watching basketball. I don't care about celebrities. Is that really that bad? Does that make me a bad person? Really? Because you know what? I love being a bad guy. And I'd rather have you hate me than dislike me. So if that's all it took was to get you all to hate me, that's fantastic for me. Because I got to do more of that then on this show. Dre and Callie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, I'm tired of seeing Spike Lee on TV all the time. The same as Jack Nicholson. What good does it do? It don't do me no good. I'm with you, man.
It just gets
100% of the way.
It's stale. It's the same thing over and over. Like, how many times can I look at him? I've seen Jack Nicholson for like 40 years straight, right? Like at Laker games. I lived there. I went to every game. I saw him at games. I used to see one of my bosses at Westwood One sits there right there by Jack Nicholson. Remember the story goes, Carver, the guy invited me to a game. I got stuck in traffic. I never made it to the game. The guy held a grudge against me for 25 years. I swear to God, this powerful guy in L.A. has held a grudge against me for 25 years because I didn't make it to the Laker game seats that he invited me to a game because I was stuck in traffic. Guy hated me for the rest of my life. To this day, the guy hates my guts. So do you think I really care about celebrities at the NBA games? Like, because I think the NBA broadcasts are obsessed with them. Is that fair enough to say they're obsessed with celebrities at the games?
Oh, it's fair enough.
I'm obsessed with basketball. I don't care about celebrities. I care about basketball. And anyone that doesn't like that, go tell your mother or your little doggy, because I don't care. I watch basketball, and I'll never stop watching basketball. But I don't care about all the celebrities at the games. It does nothing for me. In fact, I hope if I had my way, I wish they'd make love in the game. You know, like – Didn't we see? So, listen, I'm serious. Remember Britney Spears 2 weeks ago? Wasn't she at the game, like, tonguing some dude, her boyfriend, at the game front row? Was she not, like, going downtown with him, like, just making out raw on national television at the game? Was she not doing that at the Laker game? God bless her for doing that. I want to see more of that. In fact, when they show celebrities from now on at NBA games, I want them to be having sex. I mean it. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. And I want to see more playmates, and I want to see more strippers at the games and less celebrities. I'm glad we've established all of this. I think we've gotten somewhere in this conversation.
I think Dre agreed with you.
I think so. I feel good about where we're at. You know what? I've just come to the realization that I'm realizing now, Carver High, why so many people, including my family, doesn't like me.
I mean, I could see where maybe sometimes people could get that towards you. Occasionally.
Like a little brush of that.
You know, a little overly aggressive just, sometimes.
Like sometimes over the top.
A little bit. You circle back to it.
When I go back.
You circle back and you bring it, you go right back at it.
And put the bubble wrap on it.
Yeah. I could see where some people might.
Right?
Yeah.
That's great, though. You know why? Because, and then my shrink, remember, he said I got it in implosive explosive disorder. Yeah. I got it. That's a nice way of saying I got the ability to blow a gasket. There you go. I'm a horrible person. And I just wanted to say in this last hour of joyous occasions, happy Hanukkah. The first night of Hanukkah is upon us, and happy Hanukkah to all my Jewish friends, and also happy holidays to everyone else, and the dreaded Merry Christmas word. No one likes hearing that satanic word anymore. Merry Christmas and Merry Pharrellmas. I love it. You notice you're not allowed to say Christmas anymore. Merry Christmas that's gone from the English vocabulary. That's now happy holidays. You know what I say? Holidays, as in smoke chronic. Holidays, D-A-Z-E. How's that sound? I don't even smoke, and I want to say that anyway.
If that's how you'd like to say it, then listen, you should do it that way.
Was I a nice Santa Claus to Queen Olivia during her birthday?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I don't want to hear how I'm this horrible person when I'm wishing everyone the happiest of Hanukkahs and holidays and Christmases and Kwanzas and New Year's. All I ever get is grief. Now, listen, what do you have to say about your boy Devin Hester retiring? Most TDs, return TDs in NFL history, right? Isn't he right there? Is he number one?
He's number one.
Do you put him in the Hall of Fame?
Put everybody in the Hall of Fame.
You know what?
Let's put them all in.
Listen, I have an idea. If they don't sign Machado, why don't they sign Devin Hester to Yankees?
Might as well at this point. Everybody's going to be on the team.
I got to say, though, I liked watching Deion Sanders way more than Devin Hester.
Oh, absolutely. Prime time.
So can we go back to, would it be all right if we went back to my nightly, because I like to circle the wagons. Can we go back to the story of all the people, the famous people? Because isn't this Celebrity Hour? We've been talking about all these celebrities. Aren't all the guys on NFL Network and ESPN celebrities that are going to lose their careers over harassing this woman sexually?
Several.
Are they not all screwed?
Yes.
Now, I know your boy. Wow, that is a fantastic Snapchat tonight. I just ran across
it. So much happening
there. Oh, my God. You're going to want to tune that in about 20 minutes. Pharrell on Bench on Snapchat. Don't forget that. So, seriously. Did you read this stuff? I did it last night on the air, didn't I?
You did, but today you have the McNabb stuff and the
McNabb, Eric Davis, and Warren Sapp. Aren't they all implicated in this too?
Now this is all the same woman.
All the same woman.
All these guys.
I see. I don't know. Is it true that Sapp's in on this too? Because I could have sworn last night I saw that he is.
He used to work there, right?
No, but I think he's also named in this thing. Am I wrong about that? Because they showed him, too, today on TV. Let's see. I just want to see, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get it wrong. But I could have sworn I saw that on TV. I was actually watching it. and they were talking about all of them. Yeah, she also recalls Sapp going to the bathroom in front of her in the restroom and telling her, sorry, Mama, your office shouldn't be our shacker. Boom. So Sapp's in on it, too. Everyone and their brother's been named in this thing. Here it is. Marsha Clark, Ike Taylor, Warren Sapp, Heath Evans, the head of Bill Simmons Media Group, Eric Weinberger, has been named. Have I left anyone out? Oh, yeah. Your boy, what's his name? Donovan McNabb. Donovan and Eric Davis, right? So let me get this straight. Falk, Taylor, Sapp, Evans, Weinberger, McNabb, Sapp. Is that not a, and Eric Davis? How about Eric Davis? Wasn't he the one? Who was the one? Eric Davis's stuff was really creepy in this thing. Did you see some of the stuff about him? That was really creepy. And wasn't Ike Taylor, the former Steeler, the one that was sending videos of himself in the shower?
Correct.
Oh, that's just not going to go well for him. His career is over. Hate to tell you. And then did you see Tony Gonzalez, Huntington Beach's finest, defending him? All the players saying they deserve their day in court. That you can never believe these stories until you hear both sides of the story. How do you – are you serious? Like, are we going to listen to some guy now defend – like, don't they have videotapes of this guy in the bathroom or in the shower naked doing bad things? Like, is this not, like, evidence? And then, like – she's named every one of them. They all did something to her, right? Allegedly.
I guess Tony's just saying, wait it out. Let's see if, let's let these guys have their day.
She, the NFL fired her for allegedly stealing property and then filed an original complaint in October. Demands financial compensation for non-economic injuries related to mental suffering, emotional anguish, humiliation, as well as economic injuries for loss of wages, salary, benefits, back pay, front pay, and future lost income and benefits. Man, she has got the whole circle of the wagons lawsuit here. Sounds like they fired her for being a thief, though. Is that right? So she's getting even with them by naming everyone in the company a sexual predator? All other allegations in her complaint are based not on physical or electronic evidence, but rather on her recollections of events and conversations. For instance, she claims that Falk would ask her deeply personal and invasive questions about her sex life, such as her favorite sex position, whether she liked hunk, and whether she dated hunk. It just goes on and on. Talking about facts also implicates Davis and McNabb, both of whom host radio shows on ESPN Radio. Davis made lewd comments about her while McNabb allegedly sent her inappropriate texts. She had been accused of stealing clothes, is what they're saying, because she ran like the stylist. She was the stylist, so she had access to clothes or something. She contends the NFL Network has defamed her and made it difficult for her to obtain other work. Further, she points out that her age is relevant in how she was treated. She was 51 years old when fired and replaced by a 30-year-old. So age discrimination as well. Cantor said she was treated less favorably than others because of her gender and age. The people at NFL, supervisors and employees, she asserts, conspired to engage in discrimination. Their cold and callous misconduct was designed to both humiliate and degrade her and bully her into submission. She highlights that even the NFL Network supervisors who themselves did not partake in misconduct were either aware of it happening or should have been aware. They failed to take immediate and appropriate action. From a legal standpoint, her lawsuit would more likely prevail if she can prove that she alerted her supervisors about misconduct and they ignored or downplayed her concerns. Evidence matters. If Cantor possesses the implicating text sent by her male co-workers, she would have a powerful argument that her gender led to disparate and hostile environment. She believes that pretrial discovery would lead to evidence showing that she was not only a victim, she believes there's significant impact on persons based on their age, sex, and gender, a hostile work environment. They retaliate against her for complaining. She extends she was subjected to bullying, humiliating, mocking, belittling. God, can you imagine working with this chick? Can you imagine, like, coming to work and she's accused you of all of this stuff, like A to Z? I don't even know what you would do. I would jump off a roof, splattered all over Manhattan. Should do better. They did not, the NFL Network was unable to reach a financial settlement with her before she filed the complaint and named names and became newsworthy. It's unclear whether they engaged in settlement negotiations, but likely they did, and most likely the NFL Network was warned that names would become public unless a financial settlement was reached. Stuff gets better by the paragraph, doesn't it? It really does. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news tonight, but I think it's fantastic.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Saturday, Chicago and Detroit at Ford Field, and the Bolts are at Arrowhead against Kansas City. Sunday, Miami and Buffalo. That's a huge game for Buffalo. And L.A.'s at Seattle. The Rams going on the road. They're huge. New England, Pittsburgh, there's nothing bigger than that game. And it's that simple. Sunday night, Dallas, Oakland. Monday night, Atlanta, Tampa. You got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com to get all my money lines and spreads, ranked plays. All my bowl games are up for the entire bowl season, every money line and spread for every bowl game. You got great college hoops this week, Villanova and Temple, Wednesday night, tomorrow night, and then Saturday, Notre Dame, Indiana, Cincy, UCLA, Oklahoma, Wichita State. The rest of this week, Thursday, Lakers, Cleveland, Oak City, and the next Saturday, NHL, Thursday, Pittsburgh, Vegas, Friday, LA, Rangers at the Garden. Get every pick in every sport, every day, every game, boxing, MMA, our daily fantasy rosters in hoops, hockey, and football. Kill it. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Sign up today. There you go. Now, just finishing this story, the NFL Network, obviously, they didn't come to an agreement. They didn't come to a settlement. They didn't have a, you know, I'm sure that this woman threatened to name names if she wasn't paid. And they didn't come to an agreement, so she named names. And then what's going to happen is the NFL Network will ask the court to dismiss her lawsuit. If it's not dismissed, the case will move to pre-trial discovery, where current and former NFL Network employees would be under oath. They'd have to testify and share text, emails, and written notes. And depending on what's discovered, pre-trial discovery could lead to massive embarrassment for the people involved with the network and people affiliated with the NFL or NFL Network or ESPN. Or the Ringer, that's all these people are being named. They'll have a defense, the NFL Network. They'll say she's lying. And the NFL Network contend that she can't show by a preponderance of evidence that any of her claims are true. And that she had these kind of interactions with male coworkers. But if she has these texts, she begins with some damning evidence. And if she has anyone that can, witnesses like coworkers that'll vouch for her recollections, otherwise it'll be a she said, he said evidence problem, and jurors wouldn't know who's telling the truth. They could say she didn't follow sexual harassment steps from a procedural standpoint, where she went to the wrong department to tell them that people were harassing her, blah, 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 blah. So the bottom line is all these people have been suspended. And then McNabb, he's on BN Sports, ESPN Radio, and he's on First Take. He's out for now. Davis works for ESPN Radio LA. He's out. He's on FS1 studio shows. He's out of those. All the guys from NFL Network, Falk, Evans, the rest of them, you know, that I've been talking about that are on this thing are you know, being named. Ike Taylor, Warren Sapp, Heath Evans, they're all suspended. The suit from the Ringer, that's Bill Simmons' group, he's on leave now. He's not working because of this. This is going to be a nasty mess for everybody involved, no doubt about it, right? There you go. It's crazy. By the way, if you read any of this and you read the alleged text messages from Donovan McNabb, they are sickening and demented. And trust me, you, if this woman can prove that he sent those, he's finished. In media. Trust me. Finished. And meanwhile, they got him on First Take. Now, he's a big celebrity now. He's a big star. Remember he had his Dewey and he got away with that. And that all blew over. And now he's a star again on TV. But it turns out if they can prove, if this chick can prove that he's the pervert that she says he is, because his text messages are demented. Did you guys read his text messages? They're like demented.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
I mean, he's really sick in the head. If any of that is true, allegedly, if any of that stuff that he's alleged to have written, any of those, if any of those text messages came from him that she contends came from him, and she can prove it, he's finished. Because his were like sickening and demented, right? Like, I read them. They're like demented. Like, bro, really? You're sick in the head, dude. Seriously. I mean, oh, my God. Is that guy, like, married with kids and everything? I don't even know. Moving on. And don't blame me for all these clowns. They're the ones doing it, right? So, I mean, they're the ones that are busted. They're the ones that are doing it. They're the ones in the news. They're the ones being implicated, right? So what? You want to ignore it because you're fans of them? Is that what it is? Zach Greinke, trade rumors, Carver High. What do you think of this? Isn't he like...
I don't get it.
Does he have a no-trade clause, too? Because that guy's a superstar. Does he have one?
I'd have to look. I'm not sure of his contract status. But, I mean, Arizona had a good year this year. They made
6 years, $206 million they owe him.
They made the playoffs. They won the wild card game, played the Dodgers in the first round. I mean, Greinke was not great, no doubt, in that series. But
Texas wants him?
I guess so. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
There you go. So what's the deal? Jay's been reporting all night that Aaron Rodgers is tweeting out that he's ready to go and that he's been cleared.
He tweeted out that he is, he's...
That he's been cleared,
He didn't actually say, I'm going to play this
Sunday. Are they going to let him play, Jay, or not?
If he's cleared, they're still in it 100%. 100%.
I wouldn't
They're totally him. In it. I would play him in 5 seconds.
Of course.
If he's been cleared and he can play, why wouldn't you play him?
I wouldn't play him.
Just throw the season?
They're 7-6. They have to run the table. They're still... Even if they run the table, they might not get
in. No, they need
help. I
would
not play him.
They need help.
Do you think that your boy Antonio Brown should be considered in the MVP conversation?
Well, I would say that, but, you know, Tom Brady is just so good.
And then he deserves it every year.
It's hard hard to go away from Tom.
You don't see anyone accusing him of sexual harassment.
Not yet.
Because he's a...
He's just better than
upstanding
that.
He's above all these people. He really is.
Those people are second-rate citizens. He's first-rate.
Humanitarian.
Philanthropist.
Cured cancer. I don't know if you guys heard.
Yeah.
It's more than football. He's a great person, and that's really...
He's a huge Spike Lee fan. Kenny Britt is signed to play with him as well. Everyone wants to play for the Yankees or Tom Brady.
Kenny Britt, who didn't win a game all year for the Cleveland Browns, will now definitely be playing in a playoff game.
He'll have 2 touchdowns against the Steelers Sunday at Heinz Field.
That's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. I like that one. Get him in the lineups this weekend.
What's it tell you about Brandon Cooks or what they think about Brandon Cooks?
They're going to torch him up. They're going to light him up like a Christmas tree. They're going deep to Kenny Britt first game, first quarter, right away in Pittsburgh.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
When it's cold out there and getting even colder, your vehicle needs some extra attention, Carver High. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need to keep your vehicle in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. From choosing the right antifreeze for your engine to replacing your windshield wiper blades. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every 855-212-4227. So... a couple things. If your friends live somewhere, they don't have an affiliate, they can't hear the show, you're concerned for them, you can tell them now. Just listen on the radio.com app, the CBS Sports app, or Apple Music. The network's on all of those. So it's really easy to listen to the network if you don't have a station, right? Simple as that. Boom. It's also on CBSSportsRadio.com. Also, don't forget to get the I Am Scott Farrell app in the App Store. It's free. It's amazing. It has everything you can imagine concerning the show, all of our guests, all of our interviews, all of our tweets, all the videos in the history of the show, all the in-studio videos, Farrellivision, a chat room, blah, 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 blah. It's got everything. It's badass. It's free. If it's free, it's me. Go to the App Store and search the I Am Scott Farrell app. Don't forget to follow us on Snapchat, one word, Farrell on Bench. You spell my name F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L. Also, our Instagram is OnTheBenchCBS. We update that about once every 2 months. We're doing a great job on that. And I think that covers everything.
You'll get a year's worth of content on the Instagram account during the week we're in Vegas.
A year's worth in 1 week.
Correct.
We'll be in Vegas. Don't forget the week of January 29th for the Super Bowl, February 4th, and the bash is at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. The shows we do every night, Monday through Friday, the week of the 29th of January, are at the View Bar, V-U-E, View Bar at the D Casino down on Fremont Street in beautiful downtown Las Vegas, bubba. Tom Brady's new app will give you terrible wellness advice for $199.99 a year. For only $200, Carver High, you need to sign up so you can get the TB12 method mobile app so you can have everything that Tom Brady does in his life at your fingertips.
I actually picked it up before when it was in the beta, so I got it at a discounted price. I've already got it. You knew Tom Brady was putting out an app. I was jumping
right
on it.
You'd be the first one on it.
I got right in there, and I've been using it.
So did you know that I knew Zarly Zalapsky?
Double Z, who...
I knew him.
Not only one of the greatest, if not the greatest, name in hockey, was a good player, played for the Penguins, played for the Whale, unfortunately passed away.
At 49.
49, which is just...
Nobody says, how did he... No cause of death was given. I don't get it. Played since in Austria and Switzerland after his NHL career and appeared in 11 games for the Kalamazoo Wings in 2004-05. Fourth overall pick by the Penguins in the 86 entry draft. It was like the same year as Lemieux. Right? Zarly Zalapsky dead. The Penguins activated Matt Murray's back in goal. Now.
Murray versus Fleury Thursday night in Vegas.
I'm looking forward to that. Philly is back in the number one spot and guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. Is your team in? So the Eagles would play. Is it 1-2 Vikings?
Well, they would get the byes.
These are the Vikings.
Get the byes right
so
now.
The Saints and Panthers are 4-5 and the Rams Falcons are 3-6.
Correct.
So that's how it would play out?
Today.
So the Saints would play the Panthers?
Long way to go.
And the Rams would play the Falcons?
Yes.
That's what it is?
It will not end that way.
You're probably right. West Virginia and Indiana to headline the 2018 Jimmy V Classic at the Garden.
Can't wait.
They just played that last week, and we're already planning next year. Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez set May 5th for a rematch. Cinco de Mayo. Sounds good to me. So I guess
Vegas Jerry's World or
they want to finalize the fight famous. This week.
You knew it was going to happen.
Gennady definitely wants this fight to happen next, so there are no issues on our side. It's just a matter of both sides making some concessions.
Is Connor going to swoop in and box somebody a week before like last time and take all the thunder from him again?
Yeah. Tony Ferguson wants a title unification fight with Connor McGregor in early 2018. How about that? And it's, you know, Conor McGregor's teased before about fighting Tony Ferguson. Remember, I asked Doug if he had surgery on his elbow. He said, with a wink, he got it done. And he said, minor surgery, now getting ready to unify my belt with McNuggets in the first quarter of the year, March or April, as recovery is going great. Hashtag defender vacate. Blah, 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 blah. And then in November... I guess McGregor, who hasn't fought since his light championship in November of 2016, posted a photo inspired by the video game Grand Theft Auto with a simple caption, Tony. So he must want Tony Ferguson. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Former champ Cain Velasquez in light training with 2018 on his agenda. He wants to fight. He hasn't fought since July of 2016 due to a back injury. He was scheduled to face Fabricio Verdum at UFC 207 last December. However, the Nevada Athletic Commission pulled him from the event due to medical concerns. Velasquez is only recreationally training so far, but will be 100% to make a return to the octagon in 2018. He's training. It's just a matter of when the managers and UFC get together to decide a fight date. And Tyson Fury is free to box again after accepting backdated bans. Of course, he was busted, tested positive for banned steroids and cocaine. He accepted a backdated 2-year doping ban. So it sounds like they basically let him. He didn't fight for 2 years, so they're like, "That's your penalty."
Yeah. What is that?
What a joke that is. Taking into account the delays in results management, that meant charges were not brought in respect to the findings of the steroids and the provisional suspensions that Tyson and Huey Fury had already served. The 2-year period of ineligibility is backdated. Therefore, it expires in December, December 12th. So tonight it expired. They're free to fight. We've maintained our innocence from day one, and we're now happy that it's finally been settled, and we can move forward knowing that we'll not be labeled drug cheats. No, but you'll be labeled drug addicts, since you did all the cocaine. An ex-Olympian Oscar Pistorius. Did you see this one, Carver High? He got in a prison brawl over a phone, apparently.
I did see this.
Fight over a public phone, apparently. He sustained bruises. It occurred at the prison he's at. He's serving time for killing the beautiful Reva Steenkamp. It has spawned an investigation to establish the facts of what happened. He was originally sentenced to 5 years in prison. Recently, though, he was added to his sentence. Now he's going to serve 13 years for killing her. He was getting off easy with that 5-year run. Right?
You can make a case even at 13 years he's getting off easy.
Right. Okay, so who's going to be the number one seed in the AFC? Pretty simple, Pittsburgh or New England? Or is it going to be Jacksonville going to steal it?
Nah, Pittsburgh. The winner of this Sunday's Pittsburgh-New England game.
Jacksonville has the one-game advantage, but Tennessee won the earlier game and hosts the Jaguars in Week 17. Tennessee gets a tiebreaker with a win. Jaguars win the division before Week 17 if they win both games and Tennessee loses one. The AFC East, New England did not clinch the division because of the Miami loss, but Buffalo would have to win out and the Pats lose out for that to not happen yet again. Pittsburgh clinched the AFC North already. Kansas City and the Chargers meet on Saturday night in a game that'll go a long way in deciding that division. If Kansas City wins, they secure the tiebreakers over both the Chargers and Raiders. If the Chargers win, they do not clinch the tiebreaker. They would have the one-game lead, but would lose a tiebreaker to Kansas City at 9-7, whether they lose at the Jets or the Raiders. Miami and Buffalo play two times of the final three games. If Miami can win out and get to 9-7, they would own the tiebreaker over Kansas City, the Chargers, and Tennessee. Buffalo at 9-7 with either a loss to New England or Miami would have the tiebreaker over Kansas City and Oakland. They would lose a tiebreaker to the Chargers and both Tennessee and Baltimore on conference record. They would also be in trouble in a three-way tiebreaker based on conference record. Buffalo winning out would certainly get them in. They would move past second place AFC West team on record and would win a tiebreaker at 10-6 with the Titans based on conference record or common games. Are you dizzy yet?
No.
Oakland's hopes are slim. How does Oakland's not getting in because they suck sound?
They're finished.
Okay, thanks. Chargers face a tough path to a wild card if they do not win the AFC West. If they are 9-7, they would need to have a better record than Oakland and would lose a tiebreaker at 9-7 in Miami. Kansas City will have to be in the wild card mix if they lose to the Chargers and can still get to 9-7. Baltimore is in if they win out at 10-6. If Baltimore is 9-7, things get messier. Tennessee would be in at 10-6. Jeez,
they're not getting the 10-6.
I mean, I just gave you 5 million things to think about with the AFC.
I think there's a good opportunity for these teams like the Bills to possibly get in because I think Tennessee sucks right now. They're sitting on 8. They could lose to the Niners this week. Your boy Jimmy G taking care of business right now.
Okay, so I'm reading about this LeVar Ball. He says the Lakers and he need to get together to come to a solution about the problem, which is he's the problem, right? He's the problem, like questioning their coaching, the way they're coaching his son. It's like, is there anything more painful than daddy coming to the rescue of his little baby professional basketball son player, like whatever you want to call him?
Maybe he can go
play. Isn't he a pro basketball player now? Like, can he just be his own man? No, you got to have daddy hold your hand every day.
Maybe he can go play with his brothers over in Lithuania.
I think he's doing fine with the Lakers. Why does Daddy have to be in the middle of everything? How painful is this dude? I keep telling you, I stand by it. They will eventually ban him from the Staples Center. At some point, he's going to be banned from the Staples Center. Mark my words.
And that won't stop him.
What's he going to do then? Come in?
He's still going to have people are still going to put microphones in front of him.
Is he going to do the Bobby Valentine disguise?
No, but he's still going to get his message out, whether he's at the Staples Center or not.
Because of ESPN or
sure,
CNN?
Sure, they're all going to keep putting him on.
He's got his own TV show on Facebook, doesn't he?
The Big Baller.
Big Baller brand TV. Has he got his own television network?
Soon.
So you're taking the deep balls tomorrow in the playoffs on the money line and the 12-point spread.
Yeah, I'm going to try double dip it.
Double dipping. And then Ryan Whitney Hickey is taking the same bet. Pharrell to win and cover the 12. Win outright in the semifinal playoff game tomorrow night. That's at 7:15. I will not tape my game because I'll be playing.
Get chopped.
If at any point I come out of the game, I will film on Facebook Live or Facebook.com/Pharrell on the Bench live on air or on Facebook.com/Ultimate Hoops New York, New Jersey. All right? So otherwise, I'll film the second game, which is the old Pharrell Ballers team, now the Ballers versus old school in the other semifinal. I'll film that one. That one's at like 8:20, 8:25. And then I'll see you here tomorrow night at 10. Win or lose, I still got to do the show. For Ryan and Carver, hi, I'm Pharrell. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. Good night, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.